a bat. It was found in a stalagmite.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers for the Answers magazine. Ken, what's a bat doing in a stalagmite, and how does this even relate to the creation evolution question?
Well, you know, many people believe that it takes hundreds of thousands of years for stalactites and stalagmites to grow in caves. And therefore, they believe that the many limestone caves around the world must be, well, very old. But let's look at the Sequoia Caverns in Alabama. Researchers have measured stalactites growing at the rate of 1 inch per year. In other places, they've been measured to grow up to 3 inches per year, or inches in just days. Some years ago, the National Geographic magazine published a photo of a bat that had fallen on a stalagmite in the famous Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico. And the stalagmite had grown so fast, it was able to preserve the bat before it decomposed. Obviously, this didn't take millions of years. You know, there are many such evidences from around the world that contradict the idea of millions of years of Earth history. But starting with Genesis, we have the information to explain limestone caves and their stalagmites. In an exhibit we'll open in a few months in our Creation Museum, we'll show that Noah's flood would have deposited layers of limestone all around the world. And as the waters from the flood ran off, they would have formed the cave systems and the stalagmites and so on.
Ken has written a lot about the worldwide flood. His free booklet on the Ark and Flood can be found on our website, answersradio.com.